This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? I am sure if you're listening to this on the day it was released, you're like, what the heck is going on? There's an episode that was just released. It's not the typical release date, and it's super short. What is DeAndre doing? Well, I realize that there's a lot of information and a lot of things that come out that I would love to tell you guys about and all the listeners out there that follow the show, but I record weeks in advance, and by the time an episode releases, there's been so many things that have come out that I don't get a chance to tell you unless you're following on Instagram, which I'd love for you to do, and there's just so much information that's coming out constantly that can really help in both travel in general and the points and miles world, and I want an opportunity to get these out to you in just super quick hits that you can listen to really, really quickly. So this isn't going to be every single week. It's going to be kind of random. But when I hear something that I think is going to be beneficial for the listeners to hear and take note of, we're going to drop these quick hits. I don't have a clever name for it. I'd love a suggestion for it. If you've got a suggestion for a great name to call these quick hits, which maybe we'll just go with that, then please send that to us, please. So really quick, a few things that have come up either this week or recently that I really just want to drop into your lap to think about. Southwest just announced an increased bonus offer for their three credit cards. So there's a Southwest Plus, Southwest Premier, and Southwest Priority cards. Now, I'm not a huge Southwest fan myself, and that's mostly because not having kids, I don't really have a need to fly Southwest. But if you do have a family and you love traveling Southwest, so, I mean, it can be huge, right? There's a lot of advantages to flying Southwest, and they cater to a very specific clientele. And so I have nothing against them personally. So their cards, those three cards range between a $69 and $149 fee. But the big thing is that usually their bonus when you sign up for this card is 50,000 points when you spend $1,000 in the first 3 months. Well, now you can get that for 85,000 points, so 35,000 points more, and the spend has only been increased to $3,000 in the first 3 months. Now, again, as always, I'd like to remind people, make sure that this is average everyday spending. You're not going out just buying stuff just to hit these bonus points, but this could be huge if Southwest is something on your radar. Now, there's a few caveats you really want to make sure of. So, one, you have to not currently have any Southwest personal card at all. If you have a single Southwest card, you're already disqualified. And on the personal side. Two, you cannot have earned any Southwest personal card bonus points in the last 24 months. And so all three of these cards are considered kind of together, part of a family. So if you have had any of these cards and have earned the bonus specifically in the last 24 months, this does not apply to you. And third, we talked about this in the show before, the 524 rule. If you have opened up five or more personal cards in the last 24 months, because this is technically a Chase product, you will be automatically disqualified from this. So who is it good for? Well, it's good for the person that's really chasing down trying to get a Southwest companion pass for 2024. It's kind of late in the game for most people to do it, but if you want a companion pass, which the brief background on a companion pass is basically if you earn a companion pass, which is usually done through spend, then you will get the ability to add a companion onto all of your flights for the rest of the year you're in and the following year as well. So if it's you and your travel partner, you and your spouse, whatever it may be, basically that person flies for free outside of just taxes and such, which can be like $7 or so on one ticket. So basically the companion pass gives you buy two, get one free for flying essentially. Now, usually that's recommended to do or to, you know, if you're going to try to go for that, you want to start end of the year. And that way the bonus or the companion pass qualification hits beginning of the following year so that you earn everything that you need to and you get the bonus from 2020, as an example, all of 2025 because you earned it like January, February 2025 and then all of 2026. So if that's what you're chasing down, this actually wouldn't make sense because this special program is likely going to go away before then. But if you're really trying to get the companion pass now, because you got a lot of travel with your travel partner for 2024 and 2025, then this could be something to chase down. The second is, let's say you don't even care about the companion pass and you just want 85,000 Southwest Rapid Reward Points to go somewhere as well. You know what? Go ahead, sign up. Go get it. So that's the Southwest side. Another thing I want to mention, there are a few transfer bonuses right now that are expiring June 15th. So Chase to Marriott is about 40% transfer bonus. So if you transfer 10,000 points, you're going to actually get an additional 40% or 4,000. So you transfer 10,000 points, you're going to get 14,000 points brought over to Marriott. I honestly would not use it for Marriott, but that's there. Virgin, however, does exist, and that's also ending June 15th, and that's a 30% transfer bonus. Now, Virgin you can really use to take you for both, of course, to like England and other places, but you can also use it domestically because they're part of the Sky World or because they're part of the same alliance as Delta. And basically, because of that, you actually could book some Delta flights with Virgin. And let's say you found a flight that was 50,000 Delta miles. You actually would only have to transfer about 38 or 39,000 points to Virgin in order to get the equivalent of 50,000 Virgin miles to do this Delta leg. So if you fly a lot domestically, you have a flight that you're thinking of taking that you know you can do with Delta, that could be an advantage for you to transfer some of your Chase points to Virgin and get this bonus. Now, again, with transfer bonuses, you don't want to speculate. I would only do this if you know of a flight for sure that you would want to book on Virgin with that bonus. And then Citi does have a transfer bonus to Turkish Airways as well, and that's a 50% transfer bonus, which is huge. So if you plan to go to Istanbul or anywhere where Turkish Air flies, take advantage of that also. All those end June 15th. Another quick hit on the business owner side. Speaking of June 15th, that's when your quarterly taxes are due for Q2. So I know I'm going to be paying taxes here and running that card here in the next few days. So keep in mind, you can use a card to pay your quarterly taxes if you're a business owner, or you just pay estimated quarterly taxes in general. Let's say you're a highly compensated individual or whatever it may be. I always recommend using a 2X card, like a Capital One card that just gives you 2x points, or a card like one of the Chase cards that give you, like the business cards that give you 1.5x. Or if you use your Amex Business Platinum and you're spending over $5,000, then you actually will get 1.5x, right? So the cost to use your cards like close to 1.9. So if you're getting 1.5 or 2 or more on your card that you use, that's a win. So absolutely take advantage of that, especially because you should be redeeming them and getting way more than 2x, 3x, 4x, 5x plus for your points. And super last quick hit here, Southwest flights. You can now actually search for Southwest flights through Google Flights and see the cost as well, which is huge because typically you would see all of your flights on Google through American and everywhere else. And then if you love to fly Southwest, you would separately have to look and see what the cost is of Southwest through Southwest website. Well, now through Google Flights, you can see all of them, including Southwest. You can see the cost. You can see all the things that you need and really help speed up the time, especially if you do like traveling Southwest for you and your family. So that's it, guys. That's the Quick Hits, super short episode drop here today. I hope you like this. Please give us some feedback. Let us know how you like the Quick Hits. Give us a better name if you come up with one as well. We'd love to hear what you guys come up with, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick single topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.